It can be difficult to spot trends or make comparisons in a large set of data. Using a pivot table, you can summarize information and display the level of detail that best suits your needs while leaving the original data unchanged. To summarize these sales figures using a pivot table, click the Data menu and then click Pivot Table and Pivot Chart Report.
On the first page of the wizard, you can select the type of data source that the pivot table will summarize. The default option is correct, so click Next. On this page, you can select the range of cells that contain the data that will be summarized. Because the active cell was in the list when you started the wizard, the entire list is selected by default. To accept the default data range, click Next.
On this page of the wizard, you can format the pivot table. To define the layout of the table, click Layout. To summarize sales totals by month, drag the Sales Total field button to the data area. Now drag the Employee field button to the row area. Click OK. To create the pivot table on a new worksheet, click Finish.
To help you arrange the pivot table, blue outlines and labels are displayed, indicating where to place each field. Where you place the fields depends on how you want to organize the items in the pivot table. Let's display the monthly total for each salesperson. The Month field button is already selected, so click this arrow and then click Column Area. Click Add To. The sales total for each employee is now displayed by month.
Now let's display sales figures for individual countries. Drag the Country field button to the area labeled Drop Page Fields here. Now you can filter the pivot table so that it displays sales data for a specific country. Click the Country arrow. Click Germany and then click OK. The summary now displays monthly sales data for Germany.
By rearranging the contents of a pivot table, you can quickly reorganize information. Drag the Category field button here. The table now displays sales subtotals for each employee by category. To reorganize the information in this pivot table, drag the Employee field button to this location. To get a better view of the pivot table, click this Close button.
Now let's format the pivot table to give it a more attractive appearance. Click the Format Report button on the Pivot Table toolbar. The first set of auto formats in the list apply an indented format similar to a traditional database report. To view additional auto formats, click twice below the scroll box on the scroll bar.
You can use these auto formats to apply a non-indented format. Non-indented formats work well in pivot table reports that have column fields. Click Table 2 and click OK. To get a better view of the formatted pivot table, click cell A3.
A pivot table is a powerful tool for summarizing information and presenting the results from different perspectives.